Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
Hey, Carlene.
Hi.
So for you guys that are tuning in, maybe for the first time, and if you are, welcome. Our podcast, we're all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. And as two beauty editors, Carlene and I, we test so much stuff.
Yes, we do.
So we tend to at least once a month do a big overview, a big review of everything that's sort of new to the market.
Oh my gosh, should we ever do that for the spring collections? I feel like there were so many launches.
Yeah. So we've got you guys covered today with new skincare, new hair care, really exciting breaking news on so many levels, new makeup, of course. So there's so much to talk about.
I know. I think we tested at least 50 products in total, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, we probably have 10 or 12 for you today that we've whittled it down to.
Yeah. And not to worry, every single thing that we're talking about today, we will link to it on our blog, which is at breakingbeautypodcast.com. You can find us there. You can also find us on Instagram. By all means, if you discover something new today that we introduced you to and you buy it, please tag us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And chat with us in our Facebook chat room. We want to know what you thought about the product because we're all different. Maybe you liked it more. Maybe you liked it less.
Yeah. Or you can leave us a voicemail too. We have an open line there anytime, 24/7. It's 844-227-0302. We always love hearing from you.
So with that introduction, let's dive in.
So I want to talk to you guys about Biossance, the squalane plus 10% lactic acid resurfacing night serum. It's $62 and $82. Now, that might sound familiar to some of you guys because full disclosure, Biossance was one of our show partners a couple of episodes back now. And this was the particular product that we were focusing on for that partnership. And you and I tried it extensively for many days in a row because you and I both loved this.
Yeah.
And this is a serum that you use every single night. And what I love about it is that it's just a really gentle, very effective exfoliating night serum. When you pump it out of the package, it's kind of like a cream, like a lightweight cream, not a dropper serum. It's not one of those really liquidy ones that's going all over the place. It's a lightweight cream.
It's like a fluid lotion.
Yeah. So I just found pretty much from first use, my skin overnight, it was like you woke up glowier.
I agree.
Without a doubt, it did something overnight. And then continued use over like 7 days, which is what they recommend to see those like really wow results. I truly was kind of blown away with how well it worked. And I have kind of like skin, I can handle really a lot of exfoliation. But the fact that you also liked it,
yeah,
even though you're really sensitive.
Yeah, I did. I will admit that I was using it every other night because they say results in 7 days. I was using it on average, every other night for 14 days because I do have sensitive skin. And I didn't find any itching or irritation, but I definitely saw those results, you know, after the first use, and more of just a refined texture.
Yeah.
I would see that overnight. I mean, that's rare for a product. And I think that's why we've felt so compelled.
And not only was I exfoliated, but then I also did feel like my skin had more hydration there too. And that's from the squalane, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's this weightless moisturizing molecule and it's kind of buffering all of the lactic acid, and it's a vegan formulation. There's just...
Whereas a lot of AHAs and BHAs can be drying.
They're really drying.
Yeah.
Which I can handle typically, but that was the thing that I noticed is the difference. It's also moisturizing.
Right. Right.
So it's a very unique formulation, and I think people will be happy with this no matter if you have sensitive skin or a little bit of an oilier skin type. And I found my makeup went on better too.
And again, if you have sensitive skin, just start out using it less often, ramp it up if you want to. But you want to talk about great packaging to keep ingredients intact. I mean, we're going to show you this on Instagram, but this is completely opaque.
Yes.
It's in
30 ml little
bottle,
I
guess you want to say, but it's totally opaque and it's plastic. But it's also the way that the product is distributed. It's a tiny little hole at the top, and you actually have to turn it before you pump to dispense it.
Right.
And that's because, again, it's locking in those ingredients and maintaining the stability. So,
and you also
great
example. You also don't get too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like
it's true.
Formulators sometimes put these giant dispensing mechanisms on the thing, and you're like, and you take out too much. So this I traveled with, thought it was great. So if you guys want to check it out, we actually do still have a discount code with Biossance.
Great.
So
Save some money.
So biossance.com, and you use the discount code BreakingBeauty20 at checkout, and you'll get 20% off.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. That was not an ad, but go, you know, save the money. Why not? So I'm going to tell you about a product that's not quite as sexy, but it's really been saving my butt throughout the winter. I know that we're now into March. Praise be.
Yeah.
But let's be real. The past couple of months, it's been cold and I've been very dry. So it's the First Aid Beauty Fab Pharma Oat and Hemp Multi-Fix Salve. Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful. It is $34 US and $45 Canadian. It dropped in Sephora stores in January, and it comes in a really cute apothecary tin. And this is really one of those head-to-toe balms that has like a million uses.
Okay.
You know, I think every winter I have one favorite balm that I'll use for different purposes, like dry elbows and cuticles, and, you know, dry hands.
Head to toe.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is. And it's funny because I wanted to bring you the product today, but I was racing around my house and I couldn't find it because that's just it. It's really like that SOS product. I've been using it like when my son's going out the door as a protective layer to protect against windburn. I've been using it on my daughter's toes. She has eczema and it just really helps to soothe and hydrate. And I've been using it on myself, of course, when I was doing an Instagram story. And after I looked back at the picture, I was like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that made me laugh so hard.
It was just, I like put a little note at the bottom. I'm like, pardon my fingers. They're so cracked. My cuticles. Oh my gosh. So that's what I did. I went and found this product after, and it really is that kind of level up on a hand lotion when you get to that point of the winter where the hand lotion just won't cut it anymore.
Yeah, when everything's just cracked.
Yeah, you really need that heavier emollient wax and balm. So I'm going to tell you what's in it. So it's got beeswax. That's the main number one ingredient. That's an emollient that helps to moisturize. It's antibacterial as well, which is great. Shea butter and avocado oil, obviously going to be great for hydration. Glycerin, super humectant. It's in pretty much everything. It's really great for moisturization. And then colloidal oatmeal.
Yeah. So that's our old friend.
Yeah, our old friend, you know, like that's just, you know, you see that in drugstore products. Mm-hmm. This is just like a cuter kind of souped up Sephora version
right.
of a product that has colloidal oatmeal, which we know is so great for soothing and calming upset skin.
Right.
And then hemp seed oil and squalane and ceramides. And the list just goes on, right?
Right.
So this is my SOS product. It definitely helped to soothe that cracked look on my hands, and it lasted a lot longer than a lotion. So highly recommend for these last dregs of winter.
I really like that it's in a tin as well. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
Yeah, you can throw it in your bag and on your carry-on too. Mm-hmm. Let's pause for a moment to shout out some big news from one of our show partners, Way.
So Way Hair Care, it's the baby of celebrity hairstylist Jen Atkin. You guys know her and love her from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So She's introducing a brand new collection of shampoo and conditioners. There's a set for fine hair, there's a set for medium hair, and there's a set for thick hair.
So they're basically brand new formulas. Mm-hmm. And I just love that clarity. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy a million things. So I love that they're just editing down our routine in the shower.
Yeah. And the whole end goal with these new reformulations is that it's about healthier looking hair. And she even went so far as to ask the Way community for feedback. So the new formulations are in sustainable packaging. They are cruelty-free. They're sulfate-free. So those of us with color-treated hair, you know your color investment is protected.
So you've been using the set for medium hair.
Totally.
And tell us, like, what are the struggles you have and what is this doing for
you?
Well,
medium hair types, we get no love in the hair world. So I'm so happy that she's addressed the concerns of the medium hair type, which is like you're not really greasy, but you're not really dry either. So I appreciate that this shampoo and conditioner, I get the buoyancy, I get the volume, but my hair is still really sleek because it has Babassu oil in it and conditioning coconut oil. So you get the sleekness without feeling like your hair is weighed down. So if you want to check it out for yourself, you can shop the new shampoo and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair types at theway.com. They even have a handy quiz on there to help you determine your hair type if you don't know it already. And when you use our promo code BEAUTY, you can get 3 free samples with your order.
That's theouai.com. And don't forget to use the code BEAUTY to receive 3 free samples with your order. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog.
And now back to the podcast. Now we're going to move on to makeup.
Ooh, the fun stuff.
Yeah. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about is the Tatcha Liquid Silk Canvas Featherweight Protective Primer, $52, $68 Canadian. Now, it actually just dropped yesterday. And some of you might be thinking, oh, that sounds like the product I already have in my makeup bag. But wait, this is a new and improved version of the Silk Canvas Primer from Tatcha.
Ooh, I'm just on the edge of my seat for this review because I know how much people are obsessed with the original primer.
Right. So the original one is, what would you say? It's like in a compact.
Yeah, it's in, yeah, it's almost like, it looks like a would be a pressed powder
right.
thing.
It's so it fits in the palm of your hand. And so when you uncap it, it's actually kind of like almost a putty consistency, but it's a face primer. You put your fingers in it, you warm up the product, then you place it on your face, on your nose, on the pores, all over before you put on your makeup. And it literally just gives a completely flawless blurred effect on the skin, like you've just put an Instagram filter on your face. Every
magic.
Makeup artist is obsessed with it. It is so weightless. It works beautifully. It just is like insurance for your makeup, but insurance for like a Rolls Royce. Like it's just so much more elevated than any other primer that's on the market.
Okay. Well, that's quite the endorsement, Jill.
Yeah. So this one is the liquid version of this. So this one is in a bottle and it's actually a pump dispenser. So a lot more sanitary than sticking your fingers in the compact style. You get all the same amazing benefits of the original, but it's a lot easier to apply. One pump can kind of do the whole entire face. And I just find that the liquid massaged better onto my skin. It was just less work to get it on your face.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, when I think about the putty that you talked about, I almost think of it as like a filler.
Yeah.
You know, like a physical filler, like the Nano Blur from Indeed Labs that we talked about recently. Now, does this fluid measure up where you're getting that kind of really flat surface, that filling in quality.
I think so, because it does also have the hydrolyzed silk, which is the magic ingredient in the silk canvas. So it is actually filling in those little tiny crevices on your face and giving you that, completely flawless canvas to start working from.
Okay.
You can even put this on your eyes, your eyelids which is another interesting application method. So it's the liquid silk canvas. This is going to be runaway bestseller without question.
Well, I'm lazy / busy, so I don't use primer. I just go straight to the foundation. And that's what I'm going to do right now and tell you about my latest fave that I've been wearing every day.
Great.
You complimented me on it the other day.
Yeah, I did.
And you're a tough nut, so I know it's good. It's the Bite Beauty Changemaker Supercharged Micellar Foundation. $39.50 US, $50 Canadian, launched in January. We talked about this product very briefly. It was episode 102. We dropped it just a few weeks back. It was with Bite Beauty founder Suzanne Langmuir.
And we were talking about all about how Bite is now kind of 2.0. It has a whole new lease on life.
Yeah. She's not with the company any longer. And that Bite Beauty was always about lips and only about lips. And now they're branching out into complexion. And so it's very exciting. You know, who knows where this will take us next. But when we did talk about that product, we had just gotten the lab samples in our hands and we hadn't had a chance to try it yet. And we promised that we would and we'd circle back. And that's what we're doing. Stands true to our commitments right here. So the foundation comes in 32 shades. There's also a primer and a pressed powder, which I did not try. I just want to stay focused on the foundation today, guys. It's vegan and cruelty-free, and it has the clean at Sephora designation. And I'm going to tell you what it is first. It's a long wear, medium finish foundation with gentle micellar technology that mimics skin texture for a natural, flawless finish. Jill, you know what micellar is, right?
Yes. Well, I do in cleansers. So a micelle is a molecule that it basically helps to trap and then lift away the dirt and oil and debris from your skin, which is why it's excellent at cleansing. So when it's in your makeup, I don't know what it does.
Exactly. So we think about micellar cleansers, which are those waterless cleansers. And typically you'd use it with some sort of a pad, a reusable pad, and it's going to lift away that dirt like a magnet. I always think about that analogy like a magnet. So I have no idea what it's doing in the foundation. And we contacted
the publicist to try and find out.
I will spare you the verbatim answer. I was going to read it, but frankly, you and I both were like, I still don't get it. And maybe it doesn't matter, guys. I don't think it does matter. What I'm going to tell you is just my findings, my personal experience trying it. So when you use the foundation, first of all, I thought it was a very unique texture because it feels almost like a gel foundation formula. Very unique. We say gel, but it's not as liquidy as that. I think they're going to think about that Chanel product that you recommended last summer, which is really like a gel foundation. This is not like that. It's, I guess, halfway between a mousse and a gel. It's quite thick like that. So when I first initially plopped it on my hand, I was like, oh, how's this going to go? You know, I just thought it was going to be thick and creamy and not move around and blend in. And turns out it was the opposite of that. You know, I used it with a wet beauty blender to apply, dabbed it everywhere. I'm telling you guys, seamless, seamless finish. It's medium coverage, but it was enough for me. I found I was able to build it up in the areas that I need where I get really red around my nose and on my chin. And it even like would give me coverage for my little age spot that's coming up. And it just looked completely natural.
Yeah.
Even though I was getting good amount of coverage, ticking that box, and also a bit of a glow. I have to admit, I generally gravitate toward matte formulas. I think the last foundation I really recommended on the show was the Charlotte Tilbury Airbrush Flawless Foundation. It's quite matte.
Yeah.
You know, and I generally stay away from anything that says like glowy on it when it comes to a foundation because it kind of accentuates my pores.
I see.
Instead of
that's why you need a
hiding them, you know? But I really found that this one, it almost felt like there was a primer in there, girl. I don't know, but I thought this went on beautifully. So guys, this really hit that sweet spot for me. If you're someone who generally veers on the side of matte because you haven't felt like anything glowy or if it has the word of moisture in the word foundation, but you did want to try something slightly less dry, give this a shot.
Yeah, it has a really natural second skin finish.
Precisely.
So it's a winner. And I did try the primer and I thought it was really good too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue on the lines of what's new in base with one final product.
Mm-hmm.
Big newsmaker this
season. Huge news. It's 20 years in the making, this one little product. I have the only sample in Canada.
Whoa.
Right now. This is the Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Multi-Purpose Glow Concealer. $38 US, 50-ish Canadian. They're still confirming that.
Okay.
And this is available right now on the Armani Beauty website in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dropping mid-March in Canada on the website. And it will be in stores rolling out into early April 2020.
Okay. Hot off the production line.
So most people are familiar with the Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Foundation.
Iconic.
It's truly amazing. This brand has been around for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Every single makeup artist has that.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation in their kit. It's the one I always go back to. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is surprising that it took 20 years for them to come out with a concealer.
It is, because usually you do see those spin-offs of a bestseller mm-hmm. so quickly because people are like, we got to work it. We got to jump on this.
Right, right. So this is a liquid concealer. It's medium coverage and it comes in 20 different shades.
Okay.
So
that's quite a few.
I was impressed by that. And mm-hmm. it's a nice spectrum of mm-hmm. shades.
Okay.
So this is really meant to be, like it says, multi-purpose glow concealer. So it's really meant to give you that radiant second skin sort of finish. It really is a hydrating concealer. It's supposed to give you up to 24 hours of hydration, and it's really comfortable to wear. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of those concealers, the big trend for a long time, they were like quite thick, quite cakey. They didn't really have a lot of playtime. They wouldn't move a lot, especially under the eye. And if you're a woman of a certain age or a certain skin texture, you're like, mm-hmm. ugh, stay away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one has quite a large applicator, but it's not as large as like a shape tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost like a doe foot applicator
mm-hmm.
that you would see in a lip gloss.
Yeah, totally.
It's got like a flat side. It's almost like a bit of a football shape, frankly, mm-hmm. on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a pin point on the end that you can get the detail work around the nose and under the, you know, the inner corner of the eye and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I put like four dots right underneath my eye and I blended it with my finger. I found that the applicator, you didn't really need to use it. It blended so well mm-hmm. underneath the eye. And immediately when you put it on, it's like ping, like you see the radiance
mm-hmm.
like mm. underneath the eye area.
Love this. May I?
Yes, of course. And it's also a lot of product. I know that I mentioned yeah. the price point, but it's 12 milliliters of product, which I believe like the Kaleidopost stick concealer is like 5 milliliters and the shape tape is only 10 milliliters. So you're actually getting more product in this.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I look at it and it almost looks like a mini Luminous Silk foundation bottle.
Yeah.
Like a little baby carry-on one.
But that's why when I right? put it, I took a picture of it on Instagram last week. It's like yeah. I had to show the bag behind
yeah,
it. Because,
for perspective.
So you can know how small it is.
Yeah,
or
that's,
sort of, yeah.
that's so funny.
And you can know the size. And it's a glass bottle too, which
yeah.
feels, of course, very luxurious.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a nice texture because yeah. I'm a fan of, I always use Kaleidopost or mm-hmm. I use the RMS concealer. Yeah. And they're a little thicker. They're more for coverage
yeah.
as opposed to brightening. Like I've used the Touche Eclat in the past. And mm-hmm. stuff, but this is a little more weighty than that.
Yeah. So this is going to be in every single makeup artist kit.
Yeah.
Without question. It's going to be flexible because you can build the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're anybody who has any kind of crepiness around the eye or you feel like concealers just accentuate everything mm-hmm. underneath your eye, you're going to love this because it is super flattering to put on and mm-hmm. it kind of gives you that immediate benefit. I also wanted to say, because I am oily skin, I set mine with powder. I tried to do it without powder and mm-hmm. I did have a little bit of transfer of my mascara to underneath my eye.
Oh, okay.
So I gave it the test drive, but I did find that I needed to set it, which I set most concealers. So mm-hmm. that's nothing new. And I found when I set it, it did not look cakey. It didn't look creased or anything like that.
Well, I'm going to talk about a brand that is a whole heck of a lot newer than 20 years. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Patrick Ta. And Patrick Ta, of course, is a very popular makeup artist who works with celebrities, also has, I think, 1.7 million followers on Instagram. And his eponymous makeup collection launched in April of last year. So it's been almost a year. And of course, anyone who knows Patrick Ta, it's all about that glow. I think it really is almost like a modern version of the J-Lo glow, kind of brought it back. Like the first products he launched with were like body oils that had like bronzers in them and shimmer high gloss lip glosses that really encapsulated what he was getting known for. And he actually, I will admit, it was the late fall when these products I'm about to talk about came out, but they're new to me.
Okay.
And they're the newest products right now. So if you go to the Patrick Ta website, like this is what's staring you in the face. So it's the Patrick Ta Monochrome Moment Collection. It consists of three products, the Precision Lip Crayon, the Silky Lip Cream, and a Velvet Blush. And within those three products, there's four shades of each. You know, you can just use that as a palette to play to create a monochromatic look. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the prices, the range is $24 to $32 US and $32 to $40 Canadian. And one thing I should say is that although this sounds like a limited edition capsule collection, these are permanent editions. And these three products, the blush, the lip crayon, and the lip cream didn't exist before. So they're brand new formulas and brand new products. Mm-hmm. So the lip crayon, I've been wearing the shade. It's called She's Proud. And they're all like neutrals and nudes and warm and kind of spin-offs of like mauves and rose golds, but they don't have shimmer to them. And I think they just are designed to all work together. And then depending on your skin tone, you can choose within these four shades what you think is going to work for you. So it's not like 12 different lip colors. And then you have to be like, which one's going to work for me? You know, right. I tried two of them. They both worked for me. And I think that's what he's done really well is curate these shades that are super on trend and all work together. So it becomes a no-brainer.
Very 90s moment.
Very 90s shades. And so what I like about the lip crayon is that, first of all, it's a click mechanism. And I hate sharpeners, like who can be bothered these days? So you just click it and it's going to come up. Mm-hmm. And then there's the shape of the tip itself. So it's kind of an oblong angle, as opposed to just like the tip of a pencil. And we'll show you guys this on Instagram.
It's like angled.
It's an angled pencil, mm-hmm. I guess. But what I found is I was more able to draw in and outline my shape without having this wobbly pencil line that I would end up with a regular lip pencil. And so I thought that was really user-friendly. And then the lip cream, which is a lip gloss, and it comes out, you know, kind of flat, like a flat shade. It's interesting because the shade I use for that, it's called She's Unapologetic. And when I first put it on, I was like, whoa, it was so kind of creamy, almost like a yellow undertone to it. I thought, whoa, this is not the right shade for me. But then I went back over it with the pencil and I started playing and recreating that contour. And I loved the look. Like it just had really transformed my face in a way that a lot of these like neutral lippies in the past, I just found weren't working for me. Mm-hmm. You know, they just weren't flattering. And then the final touch was the blush. So it's the Monochrome Velvet Blush. It's a powder formula in a palette. It's gorgeous. All the packaging is rose gold. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you like that.
I'm a little over it at this point. Not going to lie.
Well, it's on brand. Let's mm-hmm. say that. But mm-hmm. the actual pressed powder itself with the P and the T, like it's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, you would
think
it would cost a lot more than what it does.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And the shade that I use, it's called She's Seductive. It's a beautiful mauve plum. It's kind of this dusty shade that you're seeing in like decor right now, but it's like muted, but it's just beautiful. And what I'm going to say about this line where I think Patrick Ta has really nailed it is that if you're a fan of a makeup artist and you follow them on Instagram, you start to understand what they get known for. What he did was create this curated collection where you yourself at home, like myself, would use these products and really feel like I got that look.
Right.
Whereas I would say with other makeup artist collections, maybe because there's just so much selection, it's more of a wild card. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm going to try this, but you could get any look and it could be a palette from any makeup artist.
Right.
This is so reflective of when you look at his Instagram and you see Shay Mitchell and Gigi Hadid and Adriana Lima, and they have this monochromatic, like beautiful 90s monochromatic look. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And I just thought that was so satisfying and like worth the money.
Okay. And now quick pause to hear from our new show partner, Glossier. In today's episode, we're chatting all about new damn good products that we are loving. But of course, we always make time to shout out a tried and true favorite, and that's the Glossier Milky Jelly Cleanser. It's always on our top shelf. So back in 2015, Glossier asked their skin first, makeup second community what their dream face wash would look like. And lo and behold, 1 year later, the Milky Jelly Cleanser conditioning face wash was born. It's really the cornerstone and the first step of that glowy Glossier look. It's great for all skin types. For me personally, I like to apply it on dry skin, massage it in, and you get this milky texture that melts away all of your makeup. Then you rinse and your skin doesn't feel dry or tight. It actually has a rose toner sort of built in, so you feel like your skin is clean but not parched. I also love that it's hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, soap-free, sulfate-free, cruelty-free, non-comedogenic, and vegan. Plus, it's also pH balanced. So it's really ticking all of those boxes. If you guys want to keep that glow going, here's a tip. Try the new Glossier Future Dew. It's an oil serum that I find is non-greasy, and it really does give you a ton of radiance without looking slick. I like to use it sort of on the cheekbones or just in areas that I'm a little bit drier, and it gives you that lit from within glow. My friends are obsessed with Future Dew. So to get that glowy, dewy skin for yourself, visit glossier.com/podcast/breakingbeauty, where you can learn more and take the quiz to find your ultimate Glossier skincare routine. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order on glossier.com/podcast/breakingbeauty. One more time, that's glossier.com/podcast/breakingbeauty. Certain exclusions apply. We will link to that offer in our show notes. And now back to the podcast. My final little makeup thing that I wanted to share with everybody is the Dior Lip Glow Oil. It's $34, 45 Canadian, 8 different shades. So of course, like Dior Lip Glow, it's all about enhancing your natural lip color and just making it look like your lips, but better. So that's the same idea that's applied here with the Dior Lip Glow Oil. The thing you'll notice about it right away is, first of all, it's like see-through jelly shoes.
Yeah.
The color is amazing.
What a great way to describe it.
And it is a color reviver. That's what they say. So it's got cherry oil in it. It's really hydrating. It has a huge applicator. Like, it's bigger than my lips.
Yeah. It's like a little bunny foot, which is exactly what I said about it when I saw it on Clarins lip oil last summer in our episode, because this is an identical dupe, girl.
Okay. I didn't try it.
Yeah. It's so similar. Wow.
Well, this one is just all kinds of sexy. You can't help but want to put it on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's a want, not a need. Mm-hmm. I will say that right now. And I grew up on Juicy Tubes. Like, I was obsessed with that look back in the day. And I just love that I'm kind of getting that same wet look right now, but it doesn't, I personally find it's really hydrating. And you can, put it on its own. You can put it on top of your favorite lip color or just, you know, by itself and rock it out. It's so, it's just what I need right now. You know, when you start to get your summer, spring makeup press samples in and you just start seeing color again, and it just really excited me, and I've been wearing it ever since.
Like vacation in a tube. So I get it.
I wanted to share with you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we close it out, we're going to do a few hair recommendations, and we did a phone a friend.
Yes, we did.
Where do we want to start?
So, real talk, it was a long weekend here not too long ago, and I did a little cross-border shopping with some friends. We drove to Buffalo, which is about an hour and a half away, and we hit up, where else? Trader Joe's and, of course, Target. So, of course, I make a beeline for the beauty section. And right there on the end cap, like fancy display, there's the whole new hair care line from Taraji P. Henson. Johansson, aka Cookie from Empire. And she's got such a great look. So I was so excited to see that she came out with a hair care line that is for women of color. But right away, you notice the packaging. It's like bright colors. There's 18 different products. The price point was like $14.99 or less on absolutely everything. And the products are like color-coded according to concern.
Such cute packaging, I would say.
It looks like...
So fun.
It looks like Orbe, but for Target. It's incredible.
It's true.
And so when I was there, it's not necessarily designed for my hair texture or your hair texture. So I texted my friend Ingrid Williams, and she's a fellow beauty editor, and she has a great new online digital space called T-Zone Beauty.
And she has the best hair.
Oh, it's insanely good. We've known her forever. And I was like, I just spotted this line. Would you be interested in giving it a whirl for us? And she's like, for sure. So we were like texting back and forth about the products that she wanted to try. So I got those in Ingrid's hands, and this is what she had to say.
I was lucky enough to try out a little bit of everything from the line. And a surprise to me was that my favorite was the Master Cleanse, the targeted scalp wash. Typically, I go for more of a buttercream, leave-in conditioner, or something really rich and hydrating as my go-to in any line that's like this. But this one surprised me because the Master Cleanse is really well designed. The triple prong head really makes it easy to distribute the product right to your scalp. I love that the actual formula was a really liquidy, viscous texture. There was no grit to it. Typically, I would have avoided scalp scrubs in the past because I can't see how they would get out of my really tight coils. So they would just be a no-go. So not an issue here. And I love that the formula included witch hazel, eucalyptus oil, and tea tree oil, all really astringent, invigorating ingredients, but that the experience of using them wasn't super intense. Sometimes that tingle is just a little too overwhelming, and I think that can lead to irritation, but this was a nice, subtle experience that felt like you could feel it working, but that it wasn't going to be too potent or intense or irritating. So that's my pick.
Well, thank you so much for that, Ingrid. Really appreciate your help on this one. And here's another budget find that I've been using and really liking. I'm going to keep this one quick. It's the Pantene Cheat Day Dry Shampoo Foam. Mm-hmm. It launched in the fall in the US, just launched here in Canada in January. It's $6.97 US. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's like the cost of, it's cheaper than my lunch, $8.97 in Canada. And this is kind of one of those like waterless styling products that are starting to come to the forefront, or waterless shampoos, I guess, is a better way to put it. The idea being that you can cleanse your hair without getting in the shower. I don't know if I would go that far with it. Mm-hmm. But what I think is unique about this product is that it's an alternative to dry shampoos, typical ones that are powders or sprays that you put on. And, you know, because it's sort of meant to suck up all that grease,
right,
with whatever it is, whether it's talc or tapioca or whatnot, it sometimes does leave like a dusty finish in your hair that you can actually see, you know, when you scratch
and it feels gross.
Gets in your nails, gets a bit flaky, and you're like, oh, well, better than greasy roots, right? So the idea with this one is that you put it in your hair and it's a mousse. So it's very much like a volumizing mousse, like a styling product, just like that. And so you put it into your roots and it somehow zaps out all that grease. But because it is moist and it actually feels wet when you put it on, you're not left with any residue at all. And it's not crunchy. So it actually looks kind of like moisturized and conditioned, but not greasy. Like, what kind of witchcraft is that?
Right.
Right?
And I feel like, to your point, there have been cleansing foams out there that the curly hair girls of the world, they know all about them. They have their tried and true ones. But for people like you and I, where it's like, you don't go there.
Yeah, because those are more like dry conditioners, right?
Yeah.
Like if you have curly hair and you go without washing your hair for days, it gets drier.
Yeah.
Whereas us with fine hair, it gets... Well, you don't have as fine as mine, but it gets greasy and it gets more limp, right? So this is kind of counterintuitive where you're putting a wet foam on your roots and it just, but it's honestly, it's indetectable
to
me.
So once you put it in and it evaporates, right?
Yeah.
What do? You then brush your hair,
you put your
fingers?
Well, you don't have to brush it out the way with a typical dry shampoo. You want to brush it out so you don't see it as much and all that. I just, you know, flip-flop my hair apart everywhere and I easily would get an extra day out of it and you just don't get that that telltale sign.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exciting.
Super inexpensive. I was getting DMs people were like, does it really work? I mean, I think it does for my hair type. Everyone's different, but for that price, I mean, try it, girl. We're going to close it out with another big newsmaker that's yet to come, right?
Yes. So this is a sneak peek, as we say, the Drunk Elephant hair care line. And it is launching on April 3rd.
Sneak peek.
Yeah,
right
we
here.
Got a sneak peek. So it's got 3 body products, including a natural deodorant. And then there are 4 hair products. There's a shampoo, a conditioner, a scalp scrub, and a detangling spray. And the prices range from $25 to $34, and then $33 to $48 Canadian. And as with everything Drunk Elephant, it's free of sulfates, free of silicones, free from essential oils, fragrance-free dyes and drying alcohols. None of that stuff is in there.
So it's just water. No, just kidding. That's not true.
And the other newsworthy thing about it is that it was dreamed up between Tiffany Masterson, the founder of Drunk Elephant, and her childhood best friend, Chris McMillan, the hairstylist to Jennifer Aniston.
Made famous the Rachel, that haircut.
What a dream collaboration
dream
that they've come together now and created this line. It took them 2 years to create it. So the product that I loved the most of the ones that I tried was the Cocomino Glossing Shampoo.
Tell us everything.
It's got pH balance. Well, they put the pH right on it, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
it's 5.5. And I just loved that. I felt like my hair was so shiny afterwards and really, really manageable. No tangles at all. So it was hydrating, but got my hair feeling clean. And I did laugh because on the label, it says, apply to wet hair and massage, rinse well, do not repeat, which is, you know, the opposite of every other shampoo that's out there. And it uses a coconut-based sulfate to clean your hair. So it is meant to be gentle and color safe and good for all hair types. But there was one product in the range that really made me think of you.
Okay, what's that?
And so it's actually the only styler that they've come up with, and it's the Drunk Elephant and Chris McMillan Wild Marula Tangle Spray.
Ooh.
And it's a detangler and a heat protectant in one. Oops, I just dropped it on the floor. I got so excited.
There it goes. It's a runaway. It's a runaway success, guys. You know what I think sounds really cool about this product is the fact that it's a hybrid, and I shit you not, I was just thinking this morning, I wish somebody would come out with a detangler and a heat protective spray in one. I swear to God. And I did not see. Oh,
dropping
Jill,
everything.
What is happening?
Dropping everything.
What's in your coffee? No, but really, because I don't like layering on a lot of products. I feel like it's going to weigh down my hair. So I was just thinking, and I have to use a detangler. I mean, I come out of the shower, my hair is a bird's nest. So I was like, if only this had heat protective qualities in it.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't skip that step and fry my hair, which is what I usually do. And you know what? Just looking at this bottle, I know this is just a mock-up. This is an early production, but it actually says Drunk Elephant and Chris McMillan on it.
Yes.
It's not just like he consulted. He's in it to win it here.
Yeah, he's in deep. Yeah, it's not a limited edition. So I'm really excited to see what's going to come next. And it's just going to be a huge hit, I think.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully you got a lot of ideas of what to shop for. Just know we did test like over 50 products and these were the best of the best.
Right. And everything that we mentioned in today's episode, you can find on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. And that's on our blog there. So thanks for tuning in and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a terrible-